Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I know there's not much that I can say that would make things any better right now, but I just want you to see in my eyes how sorry I am for the comments that I made yesterday. I know that it hurt many people. That was never my intention.
How much did it really help?
So my next question is, did your heart actually change? Because racism is a heart problem, and you have to have your heart in the right place.
I'm sticking with this, I promise.
I don't know what Drew's gonna do, but he probably should just go ahead and retire now. It will never be the same.
What are we doing?
The negative reaction from every talking head on television and some of his teammates was overkill. He made a mistake.
Thank you.
I was on the call today when Drew apologized to his teammates. They said, Drew, we know your character. We want you to do more positive things and less talk.
And I will do better. And I will be part of the solution. And I am your ally. And I know no words will do that justice. That's going to have to be action.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
So 2 days ago, we had that interview with Yahoo Finance that Drew Brees did. And he was asked a question about, well, you know, what is he going to do as a leader, you know, about taking the knee or whatever. And, of course, he answered it, which was probably not the smartest thing to answer. He might have probably put the focus on what was going on in Minneapolis, but so be it. So the next day, he looks at all of the backlash and all of this. And he apologizes. And then he meets with all of his teammates, as you just heard, with Shaquille O'Neal on a Zoom call with all of his teammates. And then he comes out and he apologizes again. So that's two apologies. Christian, Lou, do we get a third? Do we get a fourth? When do you stop apologizing?
Man. He's gonna have to keep apologizing, I'm assuming. I feel like I'm allowed to laugh at this now, okay? Because Drew Brees, look into my eyes. And we can see the pain in my eyes. Look, watch. What is he, like Zoolander? Look at my eyes. They're squinting, and they're about to cry.
I just want you to see in my eyes how sorry I am.
Just look into my eyes. Look at my eyes. I feel this. We have crossed over. We have crossed over. We're going into Never Never Land now. Everybody hang tight.
Well, does he think, because listen, there's some people that sat there and said, okay, you know what, Drew, you apologized the next day. There were some people that felt like, you know, this is being a leader. He recognized it. He added some things. He gave us a little bit more we were looking for.
He added some things. He's making a soup.
Well, I'm just saying there was people that said, you know what, whatever. I don't accept your apology because what you said on Monday was real. This wasn't. So did he think that by going on video, he was going to change some of that, try to get more people to understand? Because I felt like there was just people just saying, okay, I either forgive Drew Brees with the apology or I don't want to hear another apology.
Yeah, they made up their mind.
So he did another apology thinking, what, he's going to change other people's minds? Listen, he could come out and donate $5 million right now to the inner city and people are like, whatever, dude. He's just doing that because he feels he has to.
Exactly.
That's just shame money. Whatever.
Well, so
I don't give him credit for that.
Right. I think you're right.
I mean,
yeah. The only thing he could do, Lou. The only thing he could do now, Lou, is come out with another apology today and say, I've made up my mind. I am going to take a knee. win the first game and every game after that this season, I'm going to take a knee during the national anthem. Then he would be relieved of everything. Everybody would be good with him.
That is it. It needs to be such a unbelievable sign of just, I don't even know. There needs to be some sort of sign from him that, and it can't be, it's got to be over the top. Like, let me show you how sorry I am. If you didn't look into my eyes and that wasn't enough and that didn't convince you, I'm going to show you the most unbelievable gesture you've ever seen in your life. And that's pretty much, and that'll do it.
But it's not sincere, Christian. What it is they bullied him. They pushed him to do this. It's not sincere. We all know that the first thing you say, that first statement he made, was fairly accurate. That's probably his true feelings.
I know, but don't you feel that even if we go back to the beginning, the statement, his what he said was kind of taken out of context?
Yes.
Can we just start
based on the emotions of the moment? Yes.
Yeah, I just feel like he was talking about the flag in general, and
to him.
For him, and again, it's you should know better than to talk about that. And I just feel like
I'm not so sure, honestly, though, Christian. I'm not so sure it was taken out of context, because I'm just saying, you go to, because the kneeling thing with Kaepernick, we all had our opinions on it, but there were people that constantly sat there and said, guys, it's not about disrespecting military, the flag, anything. You're still, and then when Breeze comes out and talks about kneeling and says, I'll never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag, and gets into the military background. And I could see where some people sitting there banging their head against the wall and be like, Jesus, Drew, you still don't get it. It wasn't about that 3-4 years ago. And it ain't about that now.
Okay, well then don't do it. But and this is my problem with it. So if it's not about the flag, if it has nothing to do about the flag, well, I think you're always going to be leaving people confused, conflicted, because it is about the flag. Indirectly, it's attached. It's about America and police brutality. But you're demonstrating during the national anthem, which
facing the flag. Yeah,
facing the flag, symbolizing everything that I hold dear. That's not me. I'm just talking Drew Brees. So I don't understand. See, maybe context is the wrong word, because I feel like they morphed it into something else. I feel like timing.
He wasn't paying attention, because they're doing an interview and they're talking about Colin Kaepernick. They're bringing up Colin Kaepernick's name, okay? And instead of him, and there was a simple answer in all of this. And that was for him to mention what happened in Minneapolis with George Floyd, to condemn it. He could clearly do that and not answer the kneeling question. It's a far more complicated question. I have a much different look at it, obviously,
asked directly
with my
about
background.
It. Right. You said, I have no comment? How'd that go over?
I didn't say no comment. I say address the situation in Minneapolis with George Floyd.
No, I
address
understand,
the
but I'm saying the
brutality.
Guy asked him, there's going to be more kneeling in the NFL.
Yeah, I would have stayed away from it.
So what do you think? I don't want to get into it?
I would have said there's a lot of conversation that needs to go on based on what has just transpired in Minneapolis. Yeah. He could clearly have worked around it. He wasn't thinking at the time.
He wasn't aware.
No.
That's it. He wasn't aware.
Okay, so he's apologized multiple times. He's asked people to look into his eyes and feel his pain, yet it's still not enough. And I would say, well, then fine. Then fine. It's not enough, because there's some people who are more open-minded about it and will understand that, it's a crazy world right now, and they forgive him, whether he understands it or not. Sometimes if I get in an argument, if my wife and I have an argument about something, she comes to me with an issue, I've come to the conclusion where even if I don't understand it, I act like I do. I act like I do. Don't tell her I said this. I act like I do, and that way it just solves the problem, because I can't keep up. Mm-hmm. I don't have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean I'm a complete, a-hole, but I recognize that the conflict needs to end. And I just want to get on with my day. Okay, all she's right. Coming down here.
Hold so on. I'm listening.
Oh, I was kidding.
Just go back to doing the floor during the break.
I'm done, baby. I'm done. Floor. I don't have nothing else to do.
So in Get Up this morning, Maria Taylor talked about this. She was asked about the apology by Drew Brees.
I wonder to myself, after watching that apology on Instagram, would Drew Brees do this if there was no backlash? And you just heard Max Kellerman already say that he's had similar comments before. So my next question is, did your heart actually change? Because racism is a heart problem, and you have to have your heart in the right place. It's a very confusing time right now when a comment like that can be made so instantly. And when the question was asked, he was vehemently opposed to the idea of kneeling and immediately correlated it to disrespecting the country. And I wonder what conversations he had already had with Michael Thomas. Had you spoken to the players that had helped you become a 13-time Pro Bowler? Have you spoken to the players who have helped you become a Super Bowl champion? And in those discussions, were you listening? Because we are all throwing around, we're listening as the thing that we're doing right now to create change. And so if you listened, then Drew Brees, shame on you for not actually using that knowledge to speak some of the racial inequalities out when that question was asked to you.
And that's exactly what I said. I think he could have done that. He could have talked about what transpired out in Minneapolis. That was the clear-cut way of getting around it, right?
I want to what she said early on, is he apologize? If there was no backlash, would he be apologizing? You ever seen anybody apologize?
No.
With no backlash?
No. I apologize, I'm serious, even though nobody's
offended.
Has
there ever been an apology where it didn't come from backlash?
Now, somebody's got to be offended.
So we should just do something and then be like, you know what? I said this earlier. I'm sorry. No one's upset about it, but I just want to apologize.
It's almost like you're giving your, what is it? It's you're giving yourself up. You're just,
Why would she say, you know what? You know what I've been wondering? If there was no backlash, would he have apologized?
Yeah, it's almost like, well, yeah, since you got caught, you're only sorry because you got caught. You're only apologizing because somebody called you.
Well, you tell me, someone that's ever apologized in the history of the world without, for a reason.
Yeah.
They usually apologize because they're getting some kind of negative attention, or you don't apologize.
Well,
would you ever apologize if there's never any backlash?
Yes, and I would like to add,
you didn't upset anybody.
Exactly. That's it. You didn't. Listen, I didn't know you'd be uptight about this.
I'm going to go apologize.
I didn't know this would hurt your feelings
today. I don't know what I did, but I'm sure I did something.
You know what? For me, this is Minority Report. I feel like we all should just start apologizing to everyone we meet just in case it happens in the future.
Let me add one other thing into it that she just talked about, and I keep on hearing people mention it over and over again, and that is that Colin Kaepernick was not in any way being disrespectful to the media, the military, or to police. And I think that's still debatable. I really do. I think it's still debatable. Now, he's saying, after the backlash, he's sitting there going, oh, no, it wasn't about the military. Matter of fact, he claims that Nate Boyer, an ex-Green Beret, who's going to join us on the 5 o'clock hour today, was the guy that actually told him to go out there and do this. So we'll get his reaction to the latest with Drew Brees.
Wow.
He's going to join us
in
the 5 o'clock hour.
Good one,
but
Tyler.
I would say this, that there are questions about it. Because remember the police? Because he said it wasn't about the police. And then he's wearing the pig socks at practice, in which we're sitting, people sitting there going, whoa, dude, what are you doing? How does this make any sense if you're telling me it's not about the police? So I think there are questions. And for some reason right now, there is a blanket feeling that you've got to listen and take the entire Kaepernick side. Because I think part of what he was doing, some of what he was saying, is probably true and probably accurate, but aren't a lot of this stuff still up for grabs?
Yeah, I would, as far as what Kaepernick signifies.
Like, yeah, people are taking a blanket statement right now. I heard Tommy Curran again last night on Mutt. He said the same thing. I don't understand why people don't understand. It's not about a reflection on the military. Well, I think there are still some questions about
that. I know, but here's the thing.
There are questions about the cops.
This is, you can't, they're connected. They are what the flag represents, the military. That's what it represents. You carry it into battle. I mean, you plant your flag when you take over a territory. That's what it's always meant. So now you're telling people, this is why it just blows my mind that neither side can understand the other side.
See, that's right. The thing. So like Tommy talking about that, it's like, okay, that's Colin Kaepernick's point of view. Okay, so, you know, Drew Brees, you know, we're at the point now where people are trying to listen and understand what Kaepernick is saying or what other people are saying and try to understand what they're saying. The object isn't to just Forget about all of your own beliefs and your own opinions and just say, you know what? Screw it. I'm all in over here.
Exactly. That's what they're doing. You're right.
Drew Brees still believes that it's dishonoring the flag, the national anthem. That is not going
to
change.
Does he have a right to? Does he have a right to do that?
He absolutely has the right to feel that way. Others absolutely have the right to feel that way. The question comes into, okay, Drew, that's how you feel. Do you respect how I feel about the flag and what I think about the national anthem? So that's what it's all about. We don't all sit there and just say, okay, you know what? I used to think the anthem was honoring the flag, but I don't anymore. And then you kneel knowing it doesn't feel right to you because you feel like you're dishonoring America, your grandparents, or whatever. It's all about what you feel. You can't just change opinions because it's not cool or it's not the right thing to do, but you can respect other people's opinions. That's the name of the game right now.
All right. So how many apologies do there be for Drew Brees? And no surprise, Charles Barkley weighed in on this last night. And no surprise, Charles Barkley goes against the flow because that's what Charles does. We'll get to all of that and your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Hey, Christian, it's the Friday edition.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Drew's original statement, I thought, was insensitive. It was very insensitive, especially during this time. But I thought the negative reaction from every talking head on television and some of his teammates was overkill. I've never heard a bad word about Drew Brees in my life. He made a mistake. But we've gotten to the point in society where everybody on social media thinks they are God, judge, and jury. Drew Brees made a mistake.
That's what I love about Charles Barkley. He doesn't give a rat's ass what you think about what he says. He's not going to sit there and just go along in line with everybody else. And do you guys disagree with anything he just said there?
No, I think he, it's just a national voice. I mean, and Charles Barkley obviously has been outspoken. He's outspoken about everything. But, you know, and sometimes he's a little kooky and silly. But this, he's on point. And I feel like it's pretty much the same thing we've been saying.
Yeah,
I don't think it's any different than what we've been saying.
No, and it's the problem with, like, the mob mentality, you know, because it starts with something that people disagree about. And then when you're on the right side of the mob, you sort of feel empowered. And you always sort of take it over the top because you have the freedom to say whatever the hell you want. You know, and that's what I mean, just guys taking it to the extreme. Shannon Sharp, right? He should retire. You know, I mean, he had so many people just calling him a racist and a bigot because it's easy, because everybody's jumping in on that guy. When you could be like Charles Barkley and you can sit there and say, you know what? Insensitive. It bothered me. And then in the same breath of 24 hours later say, okay, dude, it pissed me off, but like, why are you guys going here now? Like, why are we doing this to this guy now? He apologized. Like, people don't know when to sort of use their brains, stop, and think for a minute and say, okay, enough's enough. Like, enough. We crucified the guy. All right, listen, he apologized. But you know what? I'm so angry, I don't want to forgive him. It's a, okay, well, if you don't forgive him, that's your problem.
See, I think Charles is totally right there. Was he insensitive? Yeah, he was kind of insensitive. He's forgetting that somebody had been murdered at the hands of a cop out in Minneapolis. Didn't go there. But the reaction, clearly it's overkill. It's almost like they're just forgetting the track record. This guy is one of the solutions for the problem we have right now. Look at his resume and what he's done in the community.
So, okay, I agree with you. He's part of the solution. So what's he going to have to do?
They're not going to listen to him right now. Christian, they're just going to bury him. And he will continue. And what he's doing is, and that's why he came back again with another apology, because he can't believe what's happening. He's probably sitting at home with his wife, you know, in tears, sitting there going, I can't believe this. I mean, you know where my heart is.
Again.
You know how I feel, right?
The first one wasn't good enough. I got to do another one.
Right.
Tell me if my eyes look
sad.
He's beside
himself.
I'm going to practice.
But
I'm going to make my eyes look sad.
But nobody's going to let him up right now, because people are very emotional about what happened. He's residual damage right now. Even though, as I said, he should be part of the solution. Crazy. All right, to the phone calls we go at 617-779-7937. And remember, a mystery guest coming up at 4 o'clock. Here's Austin in Revere. Hey, Austin.
Hey, Austin.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call.
You got it, bud.
Hey, I just wanted to say, first off, I really was happy with Drew Brees' statement yesterday. I think that... what he said was a sign of leadership. I don't buy into the narrative that, you know, he's just making a statement and putting it out there because of all the backlash that he's getting. So I think that what Drew did is something that we need to see a lot more of. I think it was an example of Drew listening to his teammates and people coming out and explaining their point of view.
Yeah, but nobody's giving him credit for it right now. If anything, they're doubling down on anger directed toward him, Austin.
Well, I think some of his teammates. I mean, when I heard he had a call today with his teammates, and he got a lot of support from his teammates for making that statement. So that's what I heard. So I mean, we don't know what's going on in the locker room between them. We're basing it on what was released on social media. But again, Just as far as Drew's statement goes, I believe that it was a sign of leadership. I agree with your all point that, you know, Drew is an example of somebody who wants to be a solution and not an impediment or be a part of the problem. The reason I'm calling, though, I'm also wanted to know and ask you, anyone on the panel, if any of you have ever exercised your First Amendment rights.
Yes.
Have you ever protested?
Yes.
You have.
No,
I have.
Okay. No, I haven't.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Does a baseball strike count for Lewis?
Does not eating your vegetables, protesting vegetables at the dinner table, does that count?
Austin, I'm old enough that I went to school.
Austin, what's your point? What's your point?
The point I'm trying to make here is that as far as the kneeling goes, this is a form of speech and protest. Okay, and I would just ask that rather than what Drew's original statement was, that I will never agree with that form of protest, instead of taking that position, I think we need to take more of a position that we respect our fellow citizens to exercise peaceful protest in the form of kneeling, if that's the way that they feel.
Can we do both?
Want to get their point across. We sure
can. Can we do both, Austin? Let me ask you this question. Can't we do both? Can't we have the national anthem played? And then also take a knee after that in protest. Do both.
But again, you're not the one protesting, Glenn. So I don't think it's up to you to make those types of restrictions or limitations.
Well, but unfortunately, the people that are
people want to express themselves.
But unfortunately, the people who are protesting.
There's
been plenty of people in the military.
Are you saying that Drew Brees should take a knee?
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that I think what Drew Brees should say, and what we all should say as citizens, that we want, number one, we understand, and I think we've seen and we've heard a lot of the country across all races and creeds and all types of people. We understand that this is a real, we're in a crisis. This is a crisis, number one. Number two, when it comes to protesting, rather than say, I'm never going to agree with how you're going to protest, say, you know what, if you choose to kneel for the anthem, if that's your form of protest, if that's how you want to use your platform, okay, as a citizen, I support you. I might not do it with you, but I support you, and I support you exercising your First Amendment because I acknowledge 100% that the problem that we're dealing with here is not a problem that only affects one part of our society. It affects everybody.
Yeah, but what you're missing is this is a workplace, and everybody keeps on dismissing that. And so the NFL can make the ultimate decision. Now, maybe they change it this year because of the pressure they're getting, or maybe they have some type of alternative where we play the anthem and then we all take a knee, talk about injustice.
And I agree with the caller. We've been talking about that. I mean, Drew Brees should be able to stand for the anthem, look to his left, look to his right, see a teammate kneeling, and respect that. That's all. I mean, you know, and he might not agree, but he can respect it. But the NFL is like the coronavirus, and kneeling is like the people protesting on the streets. Like, I think they're going to do it anyway. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The coronavirus is out there, the pandemic. You can't go. We got curfew. Yeah, whatever. We're going anyway. So to me, right now, where this is, where we are in our country, the NFL can sit there and say, yeah, we still don't want you to kneel. And they're like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
let's
so
get to the anthem, 'cause I'm kneeling.
So these are some questions. So Nate Boyer is going to be joining us at what time? 5:30?
5:35.
And I'm curious, so because all I hear about Nate Boyer is that he was the one who gave Colin Kaepernick, I guess, the green light. I'm just paraphrasing
the idea.
Now.
The idea.
Well, was it? I don't know if it was the idea or if it was. I think he already had the idea, Glenn, that Kaepernick already had there. I mean, this is the questions we can ask him. But I thought Nate Boyer was the one who said, listen, it doesn't offend anybody. It doesn't offend me. I'm this, I'm that. You go, you're good.
But it does offend people. We know that.
I know, but
so it might not offend
but hold
him.
On.
He's an extreme beret and a military guy.
Well, okay, so
but it does offend military people.
Grab
right?
me 10 green berets, and I bet you half of them are pissed off
well,
and the other half are like, whatever.
We've seen the polls. We've seen the polls out there
know,
with military people. Military people are heavily against kneeling during the anthem. It doesn't mean that all of them are, okay?
No, we've heard of many people that say, that's why I did fight.
Right.
So that's everyone's got different opinions on it. And it's just there's 330 million people.
It's so wonderful no because there's some that say, yeah, I did this so you would have that right. And there's others that would say, I can't believe I went to fight to give you all these freedoms, and yet this is how you're disrespecting
but
me.
It's just so
all over the place.
Here's how stupid all of this is right now. And this last caller who made some good points is bringing up, again, symbolism at a freaking football game. So we have a citizen who was unarmed, who happens to be black, who was killed by a white cop, okay? Police brutality, clearly putting his hand down, his arm down on his neck for 8.5 minutes. And what are we talking about? We're talking about symbolism for upcoming football games for the national anthem. Nobody's out there talking about police reform. By the way, hands up for Dak Prescott, who just gave $1 million for what? For training of policemen. That is a productive move by an athlete. That's the type of stuff that helps solve the problem. Mm-hmm. We're sitting here talking about taking a freaking knee instead of talking about training cops, getting the relationship between the cops and the citizens in the inner city in some sort of relationship. That's what's going to solve the problem. Taking a knee at a football game and bitching back and forth whether you should take it or not? What the hell are we solving there?
Well nothing.
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 Symbolism. You can demonstrate anytime you want. You don't have to demonstrate at that 2.5 minutes at a football game. You can, professional athletes can speak out. They're all doing it. I heard the McCourty twins doing it yesterday. They can do that. Everybody can do that. We're talking about taking a knee as a symbol in a foot at 2.5 minutes before a football game?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you really just remove yourself from what from every place where the flag was and what it represented at the time, and you know, and just way down the line. If you were able to remove that, then fine, no big deal, no big deal. But it is, and it's not going to go away. This problem, it's really the NFL is going to have a major issue here going forward, because what I see is a determination by the players that is so unbelievably worse than it was. I'm using worse, but or better for them. So I feel like there's this determination on their end that says we're not going away like we did last time. We're not just going to give up and allow you guys to, you know, pacify us by throwing off some money, you know, giving a coalition, doing all. No, we're not. This time it's different. This time I feel like the NFL really needs to listen, understand, and really just go along with it.
It solves nothing either way.
It doesn't matter. That's not part of the issue, Glenn.
Chris, you're right, because the players will look at it and say, you know, 3 years ago what we did is just the start, because now we're back here again, and we're not going to accept, like you said, just paying this. We want more. So, yeah, this is going to be more of a discussion. Right?
Yeah, it's like all the players that got together, all the current players that got together with their own little speech, right? They took like each player and they all kind of said something.
Yeah. And you get guys right here, Devin and Jason McCourty, right?
I mean,
very vocal.
And
they can speak about it.
But again, to their credit and other players, and I just mentioned Dak Prescott, they are looking at solutions. So police brutality is an issue. The civil rights of those of color versus the police in the city is a problem. So you solve those problems. You try to solve those problems. You don't sit there and say, oh, we're going to all take a knee, and then everybody's going to on Twitter is going to clap and say, isn't that wonderful? It's terrific. And 5 years from now, the problem is going to be the same. We can go back to Ferguson. We can go back to Baltimore. Gentlemen, it doesn't make any difference whether Trump's in office or whether a black president, Barack Obama's in office. The same situation prevails. We're not fixing it.
I know, but that's right now. Whether or not it gets fixed, in my opinion, is irrelevant. What happened? I'm talking about the NFL and the players. What happened the first time is that it was the first time it happened. Nobody really understood it. People were scared. Trump was tweeting. Everybody was upset. Attendance wasn't down, but people weren't watching football as much because they were mad about it. And the NFL threw a bunch of money at the problem, created a coalition, did all this other stuff, and then waited for it to go away. Hey, do what you want to do, right? And it kind of just went away. Like, no one was even talking about anymore. And so the NFL got exactly what they wanted.
Right. Quiet it, squelch it.
Now it's back. And I would say the players are more mad, more angry, and more determined.
I agree.
You're not just going to tell us to, you know, hey, you know, go do something on Tuesday.
Right.
You can't do that. You got to make significant improvements
so great. Some people will take a knee, others won't take a knee, and 6 months from now we'll all be sitting around about somebody killed in Philadelphia in the same exact situation, and we'll be going through the same thing because we still don't solve the problem. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll get into more of this. Is Jake Fromm, who was a promising young quarterback drafted here in the last month, is he toast in the NFL because of the comments he made? We get to all of that and more right here on OMF.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was on the call today when Drew apologized to his teammates. And most of his teammates accepted his apology. They said, Drew, we know your character. We knew you stepped in some stuff that you can't get out of. But guess what? We want you to do more positive things and less talking. And they all said, we accept your apology.
Interesting, Shaquille O'Neal in on that session yesterday with Drew Brees and his fellow players. Well, apparently he was brought in last season as one of those motivational speakers. You know, the Bill does that. So Sean Payton brought him in, and they liked him so much, and he had such a great influence and impact on the players that somebody thought it was a good idea to include Shaq yesterday in his phone call. And that's how you got his firsthand report last night on TNT as to what happened. Very interesting.
Okay.
Shaq.
It's like,
here's Donald in a car. Hello, Donald.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Donald.
What's up, Donald?
All right, now I'm gonna agree with Glenn, and I have to disagree with Christian. So, Glenn, you're gonna get yours first because that's the fastest. You are absolutely right about Kaepernick. He went too far, and when he started wearing the socks and the Castro shirt, that's when he lost me. Not the movement, but the person. Because you can't glorify one oppressor when talking about another oppressor.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. You know? Agreed.
Now.
Okay.
Christian,
let's go. Let's get to the good stuff.
You are absolutely wrong when you say the flag represents the military. The flag represents the people. Each military branch has their own flag. Their flags are to surround our flag and to protect it. Just like the police are the military of the people. They are supposed to surround us and protect us. But when you have a faction of the protectors who are oppressing the people that they are supposed to protect, that's when you have a problem. And the only way that we can let you know about it is when the focus is on you or your symbol. Okay, the military, the Army, Navy.
Well, listen. Hold on. I don't agree with you. If that's the case, then every warship should not have an American flag on it. They should bring it down. You should raise your flag that represents your ship that you're on. Every unit. You can't tell me. You're not. If how could you, like? Then why do we use the flag for anything? Why do we do the Pledge of Allegiance? Like, everyone just makes up what they want the flag to mean.
Exactly.
So if that's the case, then do not, you know what? Iwo Jima. They raised the flag in Iwo Jima. Sulphur Island. Okay?
Good picture of that, by the way.
Okay, it's a great picture. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Why are they raising that flag? Why aren't they raising their Corps cadet flag or the school they went to? They took the American flag. The battle was still going on. Stuff was still happening, and they raised the flag. Why the American flag then? Please explain that one to me. Because it's been going on through history.
Okay, but why were we in Iwo Jima? We were fighting for
I don't want to get lost in the weeds. I don't want to get lost in the weeds.
Hey, Donald,
okay.
Donald, can I ask you a question, Donald?
He'd rip you if he did.
Donald, can I ask you a question?
Let me answer your question.
Okay,
we were fighting for our country's ideas. Okay, so the military was fighting for the ideas of the United States. Okay? That's why they put
the flag represents the United States.
It represents the United States. And that's what I said in the beginning. But it doesn't represent the military.
No, you went in. Yes,
that's why.
Oh, my God. You're
flag.
Like, here's what you're doing. You are completely slicing and dicing it up to just to make it work for you.
Right.
Either if it doesn't represent the military and it has nothing to do with soldiers, Marines, Air Force, I don't ever want to see it. Don't put it on the side of your planes and don't put it on your arm as a patch.
The problem is that now Donald's trying to tell you what your opinion is.
I know, it's like, thank
if that's
you.
How, if that's what you think the flag is to you, Christian Fourier, what's wrong with that? Why?
To me,
why is he telling
guys,
you
I don't know.
A different opinion,
the flag represents the military. It's a part of what it represents, and the flag is part of that.
See,
how could that not be it?
What I wanted to ask him, maybe we haven't spent enough time on it, because I know he's, you know, LeBron James gets a ton of praise, you know, in this country for social injustice. But I wanted to ask him, because he said Colin Kaepernick lost him when he wore that Castro shirt in Miami. Not the cause, but the person. So how do you feel about LeBron James? Because when you sent out a tweet from Daryl Morey, he said, fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong, because of the social injustice that the people who live in Hong Kong are dealing with. Or the China, you know, the Communist Party trying to control their lives. And LeBron James speaks out against Daryl Morey for standing up for social injustice. It's just not in his backyard, and it cost him money. So did LeBron James lose you then? Like
that's
Colin Kaepernick.
No, that's a great point. Again, total hypocrite, and people write it off, and we heard people do it a couple days ago when we brought this exact example up, and people said, well, you know, it's over in China. It's in Asia. It's a totally different place. No.
But here's the thing. It's the issue here. Like, it's not in your backyard. That's why white people in this country, they look at, we had a guy call in yesterday and said, oh, we've done so much for the black community. You know, and they said, well, it doesn't affect you in your life. That's why you don't see it. So it doesn't affect LeBron in his life, only his wallet. So he crapped all over the people in Hong Kong at Daryl Morey. Does he have any idea what they're going through?
Well, no. So
Did LeBron James lose people? Because I mean,
No, he didn't.
No, he hasn't.
I don't think, no, not n- none.
No, because they don't care about Hong Kong.
No, and he was a total hypocrite. And getting back, right, and yet you're seeing what's going on in Hong Kong right now. And China is stepping it up. China is going against the original treaty that they had when Hong Kong was handed over to them.
Yeah,
all
awful.
Of that stuff is happening because people elsewhere are not stepping up. And the people in Hong Kong do not have the power to push mainland China around. I want to get back to your point, though, about the flag. This is the issue that we're having. The flag means different things to different people. So it can mean the country, but I agree with you, Christian. It also means the military. If that wasn't the case, I'm looking right now at a U.S. flag that is folded, and it is framed on my wall, and it has my father's name on the case. He was a veteran. When he passed away, they covered his casket with this flag, and then they handed that flag to me as we put him in the ground. And so the significance there was he was an American, but they gave him the flag because he was part of our military. He did something to make this a freer world for all, you know, freer country for all of us, like all of the other veterans did. So some people are going to look at it and say, I'm sorry, it's military to me. And others, this last caller was right, may look at it and say, I don't see it as military. But so shouldn't we take everybody feelings into consideration, or should we just pick and choose?
That's an excellent point, because you just can't remove that aspect of it. And you know what? And no one, you shouldn't be expected to just flip a switch and then you got it. Your father was I mean, that's big girl. That's a significant emotional experience that you had that you'll never forget. And as your father's body was going into the ground and you saw that flag, I would assume, not to get all sappy on you, that it meant something to
sure
you.
Sure did.
And the flag that is in your room, your little studio right there, is there for a reason, yep. Glenn. If it wasn't important to you, it'd be in the basement or the attic.
Right.
You would not even think about it. But no, you have it because it signifies something. So just you telling that story is like, all right, well, I can easily understand how Drew Brees feels. The biggest problem for Drew Brees is that he did it too quickly, and nobody needed to hear anything about the flag.
No,
nobody
wanted to hear about George Floyd. He should
That's
have
it.
Talked about George
nobody
Floyd.
Cared about right. the flag and whether you would kneel or not. Right. It's old news. I would have said, why does that matter? Right. That was the first thing I would have said. What is this? What does me kneeling right now have to do with George Floyd?
You talk about like the timing of it. What was the kicker the Patriots drafted? Rohauser? What the hell's his name?
Rohrwasser. Justin Rohrwasser.
Rohrwasser.
Yeah. Is that the dude from the rookie?
I'm sure I'll get that name down at some point when football
starts. He's a 3%.
Oh, the 3%.
So that story got a lot of attention, right? Like, what, a month ago at the draft?
Yeah, nobody's talking about it.
A month and
now.
A half ago? What if that? What if the draft was this weekend? And like that story broke on Monday, that he's got this tattoo. You know, you talk about timing of story. That story got a lot of attention. I would guess it would get a little more attention if it was this weekend. To your point, if Drew Brees said this 2 years ago, a year ago, would it have got this much attention? I still think it would have got some, because people still would have come out and would have heard it and said, you still don't get it.
All right, so since you're mentioning that, and a young player, young kid, making a mistake, Buffalo Bills rookie quarterback, imagine if the Patriots had drafted the kicker, plus they drafted Jake Fromm.
Who wanted Jake Fromm?
Oh, my God. So he's apologizing. Of course, that's what we do. We apologize. After screenshots emerged of a text conversation. So this wasn't out on Twitter. This was a private text conversation he had with somebody else talking about being able to purchase guns. And I'll read it for you. But no guns are good. They need to let me get suppressors. And then he added, just make them very expensive so only elite white people can get them. Ha ha. Which is a racist statement. That's racist.
You think?
Yeah,
so
that's racist.
What he's saying is that if you make them so expensive that black people can't afford it.
That's racist. Okay? Clear-cut racism, no question about it. So he did it last year. How old is this guy right now, Christian? Do you know? What's he, 22?
22.
Okay, so he's 21. Ish. It was in 2019. And again, did not issue it in a tweet publicly. It was in a private text with somebody else. And obviously somebody stitched on him, tried to destroy any fame that he might have developed up there in Buffalo. So he comes out today and he went on to say he was not an elite white person. I am extremely sorry that I choose to use the words elite white person in a text message conversation. Although I never meant to imply that I am an elite white person, there's no excuse for that word choice and sentiment. I stand against racism 100%. I promise to commit myself to being part of the solution in this country. Now, it goes to what Lou said. Timing of this.
Well,
coming
this
week.
That's a horse bleep apology.
Right.
Number one, you need to identify. You say, Jake, okay, what exactly do you think was the racist part of that statement? Because it seems to me like he thinks the bad part was that he was insinuating that he is a white elitist.
Right.
Like, I think he thinks that's the bad part. By no means did I ever say that I think I am elite white. You know, that's not it. The point is your message is that if you make it so expensive because the poor black people can't afford guns, like that's what you're saying.
I tell you,
it's
is
not
another,
what you calling yourself
it,
that.
Don't they have a PR
department up there in Buffalo? Can't somebody sit down with this kid and try to help him out?
Yeah, he's insinuating black people don't have any money. All of them.
Wait, now, again,
that's
this is
the problem,
from his,
Jake.
Now, this is, I will say, this is his personal text. This is from his phone that he texted somebody. So he obviously felt comfortable interacting, exchanging these types of comments with this person. And I would say that normally it would be only, you know, stuff that you would throw out there on Twitter or Instagram that you really need to think about. This, you think about this, even if you're just being really, you're going into some taboo topics and you're just being, you know, a little nutty, you're sending stuff as jokes just to make the other person uncomfortable. You can't even do that. And it doesn't even have to be race related. It could just be just whatever. You just can't do anything anymore. You just can't do anything.
But I'd say you said like a personal text, but it didn't. I don't know if you saw the text back and forth. It didn't sound like it was very comfortable. The person he was kind of going back and forth was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't like.
Yeah.
Was it a group text?
Ha, that's a funny one. You know what I mean? The person responding was just like,
okay.
What?
Well, that's different.
Makes it look even worse, I think, in his eyes.
Because
you're sitting there going, oh, my God. You're going back and forth, and you're the one throwing the racist comments out there. The other guy's not engaging it with.
It's unprovoked. It's like you're not even. It's just you just throw it out there at random. Like, whoa, is that the road we're going down? I would say that Shannon Sharpe needs to. This guy is he's screwed.
So that's my next question to both of you guys. We've seen the reaction of Drew Brees. Drew Brees has done so much for New Orleans, and minorities in that town, and it is a town where 64% black people in New Orleans. Jake Fromm's got none of that cachet. He's got no resume. He's got nothing. Nobody knows who the bleep he is. And why aren't people jumping ugly on him? They're all over Drew Brees, okay? And I'm sorry, Drew Brees, you can say he was insensitive. He probably should have addressed what happened to George Floyd. That should have been first and foremost. But what we're seeing here, and even though it was a private text, this is a racist comment. And people aren't all over this kid? Is it because he's young?
No, what because is it? All the attention's at Drew Brees right now, and he's young, and he's he hasn't done anything. And other people, I would say 90% of the attention is going to Drew Brees. George Floyd, coronavirus. I mean, okay, Jake Fromm.
He's a bigger name. He's a bigger name. And you're right, Jake Fromm walks into a locker room, Buffalo Bills locker room. Nobody knows him. You know, this is what they know of him. Like, Drew Brees, okay, we talked about it before. $35 million he's donated to, you know, to the city of New Orleans. He's got players that have known him for years.
Yeah, he's taking a beating.
Guys, and he is taking a beating, but, you know, he's got some guys defending him as well. And he's able to sit into a room and talk to them as their leader. He's been there for so long. This kid comes in as a rookie. And it is completely different when he walks in. Like, Drew's going to have to clean some things up, and they had a little meeting, and... Okay, he's still got to probably work at it. It's no question. This kid comes in and people are like, dude.
Sit down at that first meeting.
Yeah, what I'm good with you. I am good.
Oh, yeah. He's
got no
chance. I don't
know anything about you.
He's got no chance. No chance whatsoever. What was the guy, the receiver out?
Dropped the
N-word,
right?
He got a second shot. I mean, he got a second shot. I mean, I remember Michael Vick coming to his defense. I mean, what this guy was
saying.
Again,
they knew him.
Again, they knew him, and he was a pretty good player.
So uncomfortable. So, what are you doing? Oh, I was drunk. No excuse.
Right. So the difference is that they knew him, and who knows? Maybe they thought in his heart he's really not a racist, that he just threw the word around because he thought it, you know. There's a difference between Jake Fromm. Nobody knows him. He's going to walk into camp here next week, and people are going to sit there, and you don't think they're going to question him?
He's going to think, oh, it's all
And he's a backup quarterback. Oh, he's not even like a legitimate starting player. He's a kid that if Josh Allen fails – that, you know, maybe he gets an opportunity down the road. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll get more into this. And coming up in the next hour, 4 o'clock, we've got the mystery guest. Coming up in the next hour, the NBA has set up the format. They have told us how it's going to work. And I suddenly am feeling really optimistic about the cute little team. I am.
Uh-oh.
You're going to like this.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.